Kumlen la blakke mother up to today's blotted of Membeis Amar Aleph, and we'll start from 10 lines to the bottom of Lemek tonight. Abchizda came along and said that even though we have a big argument regarding androgynous, whether androgynous is a suffix if it's a male or a female, or according to one opinion, it's a beria bifne atzma, it's definitely a separate entity altogether. That was Rav Shimon. However, when it comes to tumtum, everyone agrees it's a suffix. So we brought a whole bunch of brises, and each brise that seems to say that a tumtum is a category on its own, he said, erase him here. The word tumtum. So the Gemara Leimuk tonight, it seems that actually it's a machlekes tonight. This concept about a tumtum. Because we have three opinions there, and no way to understand the third opinion unless he's introduced the tumtum argument. Rabbi Loi says, Rabbi Shmuel, androgynous is a bchayru, is definitely a male, but a mum imay is a male that has a mum because there's a slit over there, and therefore it's possible for the mizbech and mutter to the kohen. Okay, so that's androgynous. Chachamim ma'imim. Ain't kedusha chalalav. Chachamim said that androgynous is a separate entity altogether. There's no kedusha there. You can share it. You can do whatever you want with it. There's no kedusha. So what are they both arguing in androgynous? Whether it's a separate entity altogether or whether it's a zachar. Comes along.
Rab Shimon.
Of course. But they're only arguing in the case of androgynous. Comes along Shimon Yehuda. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda said Rab Shimon. It says in the pasuk Hazochah, the male by a pchayr. It says the male, the chol makum shenem hazochah, and wherever it's emphasized, male einay ella lahaitzi is only to exclude a tumtum and androgynous. It only comes to exclude a tumtum and androgynous. Now, what's he? If he says it coming to exclude,
no.
What's saying? The point is, if he's coming to exclude androgynous, what for? If androgynous is a suffix, mika suffix klapishmaya, so obviously he holds androgynous as a barrier between us, a separate entity altogether. And therefore, hold on, Rabbanon. So what's he arguing? Must be the argument is the word tumtum. So what Rabbanon hold by tumtum? What is he by tumtum? So he obviously holds tumtum as a separate entity altogether. And therefore, it's a zachar, it excludes a tumtum. But Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that a tumtum is a suffix, zachar, the kaver. So this is the machlekes. Let's erase tumtum like you answered everywhere else. So the only thing he's talking about is androgynous. What's he saying different than Rabbanon? It's a very different answer. They all say that. Elolav tumtum mika benayu. Definitely arguing at tumtum. Tanikama saw, but ain't kedusha cholav. The tumtum and the adreginus. There's no tumtum. There's no kedusha on adreginus. Our tumtum itself, adreginus, is no kedusha chal because it's the barrier. Tanikama is a chum because it's the barrier between the atz, separate entity. But on tumtum is a chasafik zoch, chasafik nikevus. So will be a chasafik b'chayin. The kadosh misfeke. But also Rab Shimon ben Yehuda. And he comes to Mema to argue not about regarding androgynous, because he agrees with them that it's a barrier of an atzma, he agrees with that opinion there, but he's talking about a tumtum. I think that a tumtum also better you as a separate entity. But like Kaddish, there's no Kaddisha. When it says Hazachar, it comes to exclude tumtum. So the Kasha Rab Chizda. Rab Chizda said everyone agrees. He said clearly not everyone agrees. Says the Gemara, loin up. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that tumtum beberia lemesapke. There's no one saying that tumtum is a separate entity. Navos. So what are they saying? We don't know what's going to be. If it's going to be a male or female when you remove that layer of skin that's above it. But things like this. The front part, let's say the front part is the male, where the male's organ is supposed to be, and the middle, a bit further recessed, is the female organ. So let's see where the urine comes from. Because we can't see what's under the skin, but we see the urine coming out. Obviously, it comes out. So if it comes out, if so, it's a male. Clear. So there's no suffix. They're arguing what happens. The machlek is up Shimon ben Yehuda and the Chum is what happens if it's matl mayim in the place where it's in the cave, where it's in the cave, and it goes as follows. Masavar, one opinion is that if it came out where the female parts are, then obviously one opinion says it's a female. The other one says no, it's a male. But because the male organ is so recessed that it comes out,
it looks like
it's coming out from the nekeva part. So it's a suffix. That maybe it inverted itself, the zacha part, so therefore the nekeva part looks like where it's coming out from. But really, it's a zachar. Well, no such thing. It comes out in the mokum nekeva, and then it's in the nekeva. And that's the argument. Yeah. So when Rabbi Chisda said that a tumtum everyone holds a suffix, he wanted to tell you, don't think that the Rabbanon who say an andreginus, that andreginus definitely is no b'choy, because of Beri b'fnei atzma. So he says, and tumtum also, they'll agree that on tumtum also there's a suffix, that there is a suffix sometimes, when it comes out through Mokum the Kavis. But except there is an opinion that holds no suffix at all. If it comes out the Mokum Zachar, then there's one opinion that says Vadai Zachar. So you want to write. Where are we? Kiha, for example, like the Hoyde Rabbi Lozer was Paskin, or Rabbi Loi, he's actually Rabbi Loi. One Paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, be Behemah, Matl Maim, be Mokum Nekevas. If a tak was Matl Maim in Mokum Nekevas, then we say it's Chulin. He says it's a Vada in the Kevah. So there's no Dinah Bechay, there's no Chulin. Definitely Kevah. Tehi, but Rabbi Yechabichan asked the question, this psak of Rabbi Loi, that says it's definitely in the cave, if it came on Mokum the cave, it says different Lobchoid, Mandele Chosh, the Tanakamu, Rabbi Shmuel. Why isn't he concerned with the opinion of the Tanakamu, which is the Chachami, Rabbi Shmuel, who both, they both argue regarding Adreginus, but regarding Tumtum, they believe it's a suffix, we don't know if it's a Zoch in the cave, and if you make if a Pchoid, it'll be a suffix Pchoid. And here you just discount it straight out. You say if it comes on Mokum the cave, it's definitely it's in the cave. Because in the Mishnah it says that tumtum you don't shecht in the Medina, but nor can you don't shecht on the Mizbech, nor do you shecht in the Medina. You don't shecht in the Medina. Say, coin, you can rely on that, because it's a suffix for zacher in the cave. If it's a zacher, then it's a how can the coin eat from it? And nor can you put in the Mizbech, because maybe it's in the cave. You don't agree with those two, and you decide to side with
when
a third.
You say not to shecht in the Medina. You mean l'chulin?
The coin cannot say, "Oh, there's a mum. It's in a cave or whatever it is." Because you know you can't, or you throw the owner, because maybe it's a zacher, maybe it's kaidish. Let's wait for a mum. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel, why don't you agree? The Tanakam Rishmol, the Gemara, Chayri Rabbi Chayin can ask the third question. Why only ask the Tanakam Rishmol? Lema Rabbi Chanami Mandele Choshla Rabbanu Basroi. That why did he worry about the last opinion of the Rabbanu and Dom? Rabbi Chizda says, what about now Mishnah? Forget about the Braisa right here, which is Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. Now Mishnah, the third opinion, argues on Andreginus. They say Beri Vna Atzma. Rabbi Chizda said, but not when it comes to Tumtum, because everyone agrees it's a suffix. So all three opinions in our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Loi. Why does he pass Rabbi Shimon Yehuda? If it comes at Mokum the Kaver, it's definitely in the Kaver. That's because he didn't agree with Chizda. Rabbi Yechon does not agree with Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda says that the third opinion holds that Andreginus is better than Atzma, but Tumtum is a suffix. I hold that just like Andreginus, that they would hold, just like Andreginus is the better than Atzma, so too is a Tumtum. So if Rabbi Yechonon doesn't agree with Rabbi Chizda, and he holds a coin to Rabbanon, and Andreginus is a separate entity, so is a tumtum. So what's the problem with Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Loi says there's definitely no b'choy by a tumtum. Rabbi Loi paskes just like he does, like the chachamim, the last chachamim in the Mishnah, that just like Andreginus is the barrier b'fnei Asma, so is tumtum. There's no b'choy. Is lame who do amak Rabbanon Masrei? So what's his problem? Yechonon's problem. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what he's saying. He said, I know that the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah hold that it's Tum Beri Vna Atzma, but the first two people, the Tanakam, was also the Chachamim, because nameless, the Tanakam and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shmuel, the middle opinion, they both hold that a Tum is not a Beri Vna Atzma. They hold that Avinu Adreginus is not a Beri Vna Atzma. They hold the suffix. So why did you agree with the last opinion, the last Chachamim, versus the first two?
So in Chachamim Gufa,
there's two Chachamims. Tanakam is one Chacham.
And Basroi is...
Yeah, we're both called Chacham.
So is it the same Chacham who changed their opinion? Or
no, different
Chacham. Different set of...
Different, it's called Abon Basroi, whoever they are. But obviously, the Rabbi Yudan Nossi followed the Tanakam.
I thought Basroi only means reference to where it's quoted in the Mishnah. This is the last...
It is. But you're saying the Rabbi Yudan Nossi passed on the Tanakam, which means, and why you leave it nameless? Because that's usually the Chachamim. So it must be a different set of Chachamim here and Chachamim there. So, man, Shavi, tell me, where do you find such a thing? You leave behind two opinions and go after one. But Rabbi Loi, commands over. Why Taka does he follow that opinion? Ki hodem lishlokish. He follows lokish. And Le Amru, we don't say tumtum sofer. He says, Rabbi Shlokish says, interesting thing. When do we say that a tumtum is a suffix? We don't know if it's a male or female, only by a human, because by a human, both genitals are very close, eerie to each other, so you can't really tell if there's a skin covering it. you know what this person is. But by behemoth, they're pretty far apart physically. So if it's a male, it'll come out, you know, one part, one section, and if it's a female, it'll come out another section. So it's much easier to discern. So he holds his no tzafik tumtum by a behemoth. We're talking behemoths now. So Allah Amru tumtum tzafik. When do we say tumtum tzafik? My person hoyul v'zachrusa v'nikabusa b'mokam echad. Because they're both in the same place. So you can't just use this method of checking where the urine comes from because you can't tell. But a behemoth, it's very far apart. If the urine comes from mokum zachar, then zachar. It's a zachar. Matul mayim in the mokum akeva is in the keva. That's why he said there's no suffix by a behemoth. It's also a girl. And therefore, Rabbi Loi is going to quote everybody. Mask Rabbi Isha says, why is it so definitive that if it's come after the mokum nekeva, it's in the keva? Lechus, why are we taking into account shema nehefchaz achrusa nekvusa? Maybe that the male organ is recessed, and therefore the urine, you know, filters out through the other section, through the keva section, but still really a zachar. You want to ask me a question? You want me to worry about it? How often does this happen that the inner male organ completely is recessed? Yeah. So therefore, even within tumtums, this very rarely happens. So you want us to be machlok mechayim? We're not chayish like a muta. Majority of behemoths, if it's a male, it'll come out from the male side of it, even though it's a tumtum. Abay v'ravim v'rabchanan v'ravim v'tavayi. They say no. I feel tamer rabbanon. I can even argue with rabbanon navos.
Well, you think we're the whole thing of tumtum and regular?
Obviously, it happens. It's not the same thing.
It's a miyuta, no?
But it's a fact. So the question is, what do we do with that tumtum? Now we're saying that let's be choishes within that. It's a chamit.
It's actually interesting to see in insurance how often insurers deal with this question.
Tumtum.
A real life situation.
By people, androgynous is, as you hear, you know, with the, coming out, it's much more common than you think it is. Tumtum, I don't know about. But today, tumtum is just an operation. You remove whatever it is, a foreskin. Said the Gemara, no, you think the question is only according to the mayor. The question is even according to the Rabbana on why. Hoyil, the ishtene, ishtene. Because the whole idea of tumtum, like you said, Yemi, is already a shini. It's not a normal thing. So therefore, once you have one shini, you can have another shini. You can't ask the question with miyuta because there's no telling what nature does. You know, there's no telling nature how to behave in a certain way. Once you know you have a tumtum, you could be anything. Therefore, it's quite possible that the male member is recessed and so on and so forth. Why are we worried? So Egmur says it's actually some achleikis. Attack it are those who say once nature changes, there's no rules anymore. And the one says no. What's because you made one change doesn't mean another change. You might have lame, let us say that in fact this goof is ishtin tanai. Time we learned. Tumtum, a male, a tumtum, she kiddush, if he was Makadish, a woman, kiddush of kiddushim. Now, we don't know if he's a male or a female. If he's a male, it's mamash koshish matayda. If it's a female, you know, there's no kiddush at all. Nothing. So the thing is, we treat it l'chumra that maybe it's kiddushim, and therefore this woman will need a get. Kikida, kiddush, kiddushim, needs a get. This kaddish. And let's say it's a woman who's Makadish, kiddush of kiddushim. And because maybe she's in the caver, she's the girl, is the tumtum, on the receiving end. Yeah, so maybe she's in the caver, therefore they're married, and therefore all the relatives ask each other, like usual. What happens if the husband dies, and the brother-in-law has to marry her, but you can't really marry her, because...
Suffocation.
Yeah, or you might not be in the caver, but you don't have a mitzvah, so what do? You do chalitza, the chumrah. What happens if the tumtum was a male and he died? Again, with machmir, then maybe he was a male, so the wife needs a chalitza. What happens if he? Yeah, but if he wants to give him yam the wife, very simple, manushach. If his brother was a male. No, so he has a mitzvah to marry his brother's wife. And his brother was a female, so she's a free woman. She was a stranger, so he's allowed to marry her. So he had nothing to lose. The brother-in-law. The brother is married to a woman. The brother was a tumtum. And he's married to a woman. And then he died. No children. If he was a male, then you have a mitzvah of either giving a chalitza to his wife or a yibum, or marrying her. And if he was a woman, obviously he was never married. So the brother-in-law is allowed to marry the sister-in-law. Because maybe it's a, if it's a sister in law, then it's a mitzvah. If it's not a sister in law, she's a strange woman. So what's wrong with marrying a stranger woman? A strange woman.
So this one person, on the one hand, could give somebody kiddushin.
Possibly could be mekabel.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what he is.
Depends how he identifies that thing.
Now we obviously this doesn't follow
into the shul downstairs.
Doesn't follow the Chayil Shalakish, who said clearly you can tell by every man it's a male or a female. Just watch where they come, the urine comes from. That's right. So the Chayil doesn't go like Chayil Shalakish, or for whatever reason you can't tell. You understand what's going on here?
Is it
talking about? Of course, it happens. Humans. It's about a human being. How can you marry a woman? We're talking about a human. A human, we're not sure if he's a male or female. There's a skin, a growth over the genital area. So you can't tell. Wow. Okay, back to the Gemara. So that's one braisa. But Tanya, another braisa we learned, that Aisha's tumtum, the wife of a tumtum, chayletze, v'loy misyav emes. And this one here, you're not allowed to be miyavim, the wife. What's the machlekes? Savrua, the kuliyam v'kirab akiva, everyone agrees like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, sariz chama loy chayle miyavim. That if somebody is not able to be fertile, sorry?
Sariz chama is born that way.
Yeah, chayle means he's born that way. Didn't do anything physically. Yeah, is like chaylum yavim because he's not really married, so there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. So everyone agrees that if there's a sariz chama, no, what's the machlek is it? And my lab, but how come? Why is one bride say that you have to do yibum or chalitza, one bride says you don't? But this is the machlek is. Man, do amach chaylitz v'chutz and liishter miyavim is ishtai. We don't say chayl v'ishter ishtne. You say there might have been a real marriage here, but even though he is a tumtum, so that's one change. Don't automatically assume there's another change that he's sterile. But the one who says chayletzes v'loy misya bemes, that no, you definitely don't get married. I mean, chayel v'ishten ishten. And if it changes, it's a change. Since he's a tumtum, it could also be a sariz cham as well. So we see this very point is the machlekes. Once there's one change, then another change as well. Yeah. What do you mean? Because maybe he's a male, so therefore the Kedushin is a Kedushin. But because it's a Sariz Chama, then there's no mitzvah of Yibum anymore. And there's no mitzvah of Yibum to marry if your brother was a Sariz Chama, this woman. And then you're marrying your brother's wife, which is Nisan Atayis, and everyone that Arayis. Your sister was not Arayis. The only thing is the mitzvah of Yibum. But when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, like a Sariz Chama, you're not allowed to. So that's why the second Braisa holds. So just because there was one change, is a Tumtum, we're not going to assume there's another change that he was sterile. Say, mother, no raya. Loi no kuli ami no hevish nimi do say, if it changes, of us, ho rabbe leza, ho rabbe kiva. That this is rabbe leza, and this is rabbe akiva. Rabbe leza holds that even a sariz chama, that he holds even if it's a natural born sterile, he still is a mitzvah yibum. Why? Because they can be cured. Since they can be cured, you don't, he says that in Mitzrayim, they can cure people who are born sterile. And therefore, there's a mitzvah of marrying him because that means that not only Kedushin Chal, but there's a mitzvah of Yibam as well because he could have been
my lid. What's a half a minute to say that he shouldn't?
Not a half a minute. Rabbi Kiva holds you not allowed to because, according to Rabbi Kiva, you have a mitzvah to the child that he should have, that the child that this man who just passed away should have bore. You're going to not bring it in the world. But if this man was a sort of Chama who can never be cured, not Shaykh, he never would have had a child, what are you doing? There's no mitzvah of Yibumin. There's no mitzvah to give him the child that he could never have had. There's no zara. There's nothing. Hakim Shem Lachim. There's no. He was never shy to have a kid.
Hakim Shem actually means nachla.
Yes, very good. But that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion.
His nachla has to go somewhere.
True, but Rabbi Kiva holds from Sukkim there that Sariz Chama, there's no mitzvah of Yibum at all. Because he couldn't have had any kids. Because the whole thing of Yibum is to have the kids that he should have had and he took, was taken away in his youth. Your brother will bring it to the world. But he's not shy. And Abel says, no, he is shy because you can't cure it. Even though he wasn't cured, the fact that he could have been cured means that it's shy. So anyway, right? So who's the one who holds like Rabbi Akiva that says that you're chaylitz? Elaim, but Rabbi Yehuda Havadi Sari is Mashale, Rabbi Yehuda Lchaira holds every tumtum like a Sari. So Lchaira would only, the one Bride says he do Chalitza and Nagibim. Lchaira, why? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even do Chalitza. Because he holds is definitely that it's definitely a Sari, and you don't even need Chalitza. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that a guy who's sterile, not only you don't marry his wife, you don't have to give a chalitza because it's not chayit, the holding of Yibam there. It's not a beautiful name, a tumtum shenikra. If it turned out to be an intrazachar, if it turned out to be there was a zachar, so it was a kedushin. Nevertheless, you don't do chalitza, mipneshu kasaris, because he's still a saris. El Rabbi Yeshu Rabbi Yudit. There's no chalitza at all. Same, because holy ishtin ishtin. Once there's one biological change, we're going to assume another way. You can't procreate. El Rabbi Yeshu Rabbi Yudit, who he the time you learn, if you learn a tumtum loy chalit. You do need chalitza. Why not? You do chalitza, but you don't do yibum. Because maybe he's a saris, maybe he's a male and a saris, so he can't marry his wife. And maybe he's not a saris, so therefore give chalitza. Tumdum lechayla shemikar of imati saris chamo, that he was a sterile. Therefore, otu v'rigmara koldim mikara zochem mishtakin here mishtakach. So what is that? You're saying definitely be a male, and therefore you have to give chalitza. Maybe she'll turn out to be a female. So he must say, what he meant to say was Shema Kamar. Not that he will. Shema, maybe that one that you will tear off the membrane and you might see you find the keva. That's one thing. So therefore, it's in the keva, so then there's nothing B'chal don't talk about. Any Nami Zocher, Nami, and if it's a male, so there's a mitzvah Yibum, Shema Yimotzi, so maybe it's Chama, so he can marry his wife, but maybe he won't. So therefore, you have to give Chalitza. Yeah. What's, but still, give Chalitza. This is my benayu. Omarava lifsa b'mokam achin v'lachle shalom b'mokam achim benayu. If the other brothers, and we're talking about now, what about the yavam himself? One of the brothers himself is a tumtum. If one of the brothers have a tumtum, does he passel her that? And he goes. And we know that we learned before in Yavamah that if one brother goes ahead and starts the proceedings, all the other brothers are disqualified. So do we say, is there a possibility some proceedings happen over here, so all the other brothers are disqualified? Or he did nothing, and then one of the other brothers now have a mitzvah of doing properly a yibum. The person who died was not a tumtum; it's the person who stepped in who was a tumtum. And there are other brothers. Does it passel with our brothers? Or should you give chalitza with our other brothers? He's the only one. Should you give chalitza? If you say that definitely there's a sadis chama, then you don't give chalitza. If you say maybe he's a sadis chama, but maybe he's not, then you have to give chalitza. Hadna Allah al elu. Mumim, we'll just start doing the Mishnah here. I think tomorrow it's starting at 6 o'clock. Yeah, we'll be later. Okay, everybody agrees? Starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock before davening. Davening is already 6:30. Mumin Elu, these Mumin, everyone agrees? Mumin, except Sundays. So you won't see me for Sunday, Mitzvah. Mumin Elu, these Mumin. Till now we spoke about animals. Now we're going to talk about Koinim. Mumin Elu, Bain Kvuyim, whether they're permanent, Bain Oivrim, whether they're temporary. By an animal, we said temporary, it does not allow the Koin to eat it. Navas, he cannot put it on the Mizbeach, Psulim Ba'adam. So both of those categories of psulim are possible by a kohen. We don't want a kohen serving the avodah. We learned ish that he should be similar to all the other brethren. We don't want him there in doing the avodah. And he has another additional layer of mumin. Hakilain is a third layer of mumin, which is only by a kohen. So the first layer, mumin kavuyin, definitely. Mumin that oivrin also cannot serve him because money has the mum. And the third one is only by a human. Hakilain, if his head is like a triangle, very pointy on top, and it widens down, or halift another way around, like a vegetable, like a turnip. It's very wide on top, and very narrow on the bottom, or a makvin, like a hammer, his forehead sticks out, and the back sticks out in the back, or shereishay shakud, so on the back of the head is like sliced down, like a sheer cliff. Ushakifam.
Yeah, it gives the name and it transliterated, yeah?
The Gemara is going to teach a lot with a lot of these things are.
Rashi says that. Good morning, Mufanish.
Okay, exactly. Rashi says that. Okay. Ubale chater. Bale chater is a hunchback. But it's not just bent over, where his back is protruding, you know, the hunchback, a real hunchback. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bale chater is a hunchback, machshir is kosher. And the chachamim poison. And then the Gemara has a very important subject. What's the definition of a baldy? Hakireyach, a bald kohen cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So we will see in the Gemara later. what exactly, it's very interesting, machlekes, what a bold person, definition of a bold person. So, sorry? Bold, missing here. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha, the Rashi says, was Rabbi Kiva's son.
Of all people, Ben Korcha.
Yeah, and he called Rabbi Kiva the Baldy. Yeah. And Tesis can't get his head around how how can it be. He definitely argues. Korcha don't do with Baldy. But anyway, what's the definition of a bold person? He doesn't have a long hair. A hair that goes from one ear, to the other ear. We'll see later in the morning if it goes around the back. You know, if you have hair down the back. Or the top and front, we'll see later. What the worst, you'll see in the Gemara layer, the worst kind of bald spot is if it's right in the middle of the head and everywhere else you have here.
Well, that's the worst. That's the most common.
Is it the most common? I wouldn't know. Look on the table here. Look at the table here.
Yeah, well, if I take off my yarmulke, that's because
look
right
here. No, it's thinning out here faster than here. That's right. If he has that here, that saves him. One here saves the guy. And we'll learn tomorrow morning exactly what it means.